Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter-Rain 333. Thank you for coming back to this channel to hear the things that the Lord has given me. I have received another warning. It's a warning to God's people, to the church, and it is also a warning to those who have been called to be watchmen and watchwomen on the wall for the Lord. First, I heard this when I was waking up on the 21st of June of 2024. I woke up first to this word. I heard the word obstinate. And then the Lord led me to Isaiah 30, 1 through 3, that says, "Woe to the obstinate children, declares the Lord, to those who carry out plans that are not mine, forming an alliance, but not by my spirit, heaping sin upon sin, who go down to Egypt without consulting me, who look for help to Pharaoh's protection, to Egypt's shade for refuge. But Pharaoh's protection will be your shame. Egypt's shade will bring your disgrace." And what the Lord showed me about this verse and about being the church being obstinate right now is that God's people are going to the world and trusting the world and the worldly system instead of trusting God. The word Egypt in that passage actually stands for the world. When the Israelites were supposed to be trusting God for their help, instead they went to Egypt, and Egypt was the world. It was not a godly place. They went looking for help elsewhere instead of looking to God. And this is what I believe the Lord is trying to say right now, is that we need to go to the Lord and trust Him only and not go to the worldly systems of today. And that includes going to other people and seeking help in other people. No, the Lord wants us to trust only in Him. He is to be our best friend. We are to go to Him first. It doesn't mean that we don't seek godly counsel from others, but first we must take it to the Lord, brothers and sisters, and let Him be the one to help us. It also says in Ezekiel 3:7, "But the people of Israel are not willing to listen to you because they are not willing to listen to me." And this is the Lord talking. "For all the Israelites are hardened and obstinate." So this is what happened to ancient Israel. They became rebellious. They became obstinate. And the Lord brought great judgment upon them because of this. So this is another warning to the church right now. He told me a few more things I'd like to read to you. After I heard the word obstinate, I heard this. I heard, "My people are an obstinate people. They do what they want to do, when they want to do it, with no regards to my leading. They do their own thing, with no regards to my ways. They say that they are believers in me, but they are not followers." I'll say that again. "They say that they are believers in me, but they are not followers. They follow instead their own imaginations, ideas, and thoughts. Each one will be judged accordingly, and without repentance they will not see my face." Okay, the next part that I heard from the Lord right after this, I'm calling this the days of affliction. And that is because it reminds me of the 10 days of affliction that is mentioned in Revelation 2:10 that happened to the Smyrna church. The Smyrna church was already experiencing many, many trials, but Jesus warned them that persecution was now coming and that there was going to be 10 days of persecution. And what the Lord showed me about this 10 days of persecution and what it represents that this persecution that is coming is short-lived. It has a quick end. That's what the 10 days represent. It also represents perfection. 10 represents, biblically speaking, 10 represents perfection. So this persecution that is coming in the last days, it's going to bring a perfect purification for the saints. All right, now let me go ahead and read the next part that the Lord gave me in the message. I heard this. I heard, I will soften many of their hard hearts before their day of redemption. It will be a work of the Holy Spirit, and it will come through trials and tribulations. For I will throw many into the fires of affliction for a short time. Not only will this purify, but it will strengthen their walk with me, and they will have, and they will only have me to turn to for help. This is by my doing and is by design. Because many have stubborn hearts, they will fall away. But for others, there will be great rejoicing in heaven as they pass the test and will come home to me. This testing is coming soon, so be prepared. For I always give my people a heads up through my watchmen and women. For they see in the distance what others do not. They are placed high upon a wall and can see what is coming from afar. It is then their duty to report so that the blood that is shed is not on their own hands. This is also a call to my watchmen and watchwomen. For those watch people who do not sound the alarm, they will be found guilty for not sharing what they have been shown. They have taken the knowledge given to them and they have buried it, and it will bear no fruit and will not reproduce. The very talent that was given to them will then be taken away. So beware of my words, for they are not fictional, but every dot and tittle will come to pass. So do not take it lightly what I have said, for what I have given you. Do not sugarcoat it with a cherry on top, but lay out the whole truth that has been given to you. It will not tickle the ears, but it will instruct. As I pour out my spirit on all flesh, only a few will receive it wholeheartedly. Be that person and do not hold back, do not cower, do not walk away, for I have called you for such a time as this. Are you ready for what is coming? And that was the end of the message that I heard. So brothers and sisters, I feel in my spirit that this is a very sobering message. It's that we're going to see something coming, or more than one thing, because it's going to be a convergence of things the Lord has shown me that is going to be all coming. The Lord is preparing His people. He's giving us a heads up, and we are to come to Him and to ask for help and mercy and strength in our time of need. Now, the watchmen and the watchwomen's responsibilities are very clear. You can read about them in Ezekiel 3, 16 through 21, and Ezekiel 33, 1 through 11. I have those in my blog, so go please check out those verses. If you are a watchman or woman and the Lord has called you and you are holding back, I urge you please to reconsider, to share what the Lord has showed you. And there's many ways you can do it. Seek the Lord and ask Him how you can share what you have been shown. Do not hold back, brothers and sisters, because you have now a great responsibility before the Lord, and you will be held accountable. And I take this very seriously, and I pray that you would do the same thing. So thank you again for coming to hear the sobering warning that the Lord has given me of what is coming. What is coming is 10 days of testing to the church, and He's calling His people not to be obstinate, not to be rebellious, but to instead to look to God in all things. And He is calling His watchmen to rise up and to take their positions now. Rise up and take your positions now, O watchmen and women.